This is 89.1 WEMU. Hello, and welcome to Issues of the Environment. I'm Rebecca Warren. And today we're talking about a project that's changing how people experience Washtenaw County, the continued expansion of the Border to Border Trail. The Border to Border Trail is a massive 55-mile non-motorized path designed to connect all Washtenaw County. And crews just broke ground on a crucial puzzle piece called the Dexter Connection. Joining us today is Roy Townsend, Project Manager for Washtenaw County Parks and Recreation, who's overseeing the newest Dexter Connection segment of the Border to Border Trail. Roy, welcome.
Well, thank you, Rebecca. It's great to be here.
Roy, this project, as you well know, is an ongoing project. We've been doing this for a long time. It's designed to connect communities with non-motorized paths, giving residents and visitors opportunities to walk, bike, commute, and enjoy nature. But building new infrastructure through wetlands, floodplains, and other sensitive landscapes requires careful planning to ensure environmental protection remains at the forefront. For listeners who maybe have not followed this project closely over the last few years, can you give us an overview of what's happening right now and why the Dexter Connection is such an important piece of the overall vision?
Yeah, like you said, Rebecca, our goal here with the Border to Border Trail is really connecting, the Wayne County to Ypsilanti, Ypsilanti to Ann Arbor, Ann Arbor to Dexter, Dexter to Chelsea, and Chelsea up to Stockbridge. And with that, this is the route that we try to wind through the woods and, avoid trees and avoid wetlands. But sometimes you do impact wetlands, so you're building boardwalks. Or you're trying to make a path that sort of connects with nature. So, I mean, when people have, been on it, either walking or biking or, whatever, running, whatever, they feel like they're back in nature. And I've heard a lot of people say, well, I feel like we're up north. And that's when we try to, when we lay the alignment out, we try to make sure, we're preserving as much of the environment. So when you're on the trail, you feel like you are up north or you're in the woods. And so you have that feel to it. So we have, we wind around trees, we do up and down and going around. So not only will it be a connection, you can get there, but, if you want to use it as a commuter route, but it's a way for recreation and enjoy the environment.
Well, one of the things that I notice, because I love walking and hiking around on the Border to Border Trail, I notice that in some areas we have these elevated boardwalks rather than just pavement, like directly through some areas. Some of them look like they might be wetland areas. Can you explain why that approach makes such a difference environmentally?
Yeah, so we're getting permits from the state of Michigan, Eagle. They're going to issue the permits. And, we try to avoid wetlands, either go around them, but sometimes the route has to go through them. And when we do, we're going to put an elevated boardwalk to preserve, this way the animals and plants can survive. We'll disturb it when we get in there doing the work. But then after that, it'll be elevated so, the plants and animals can, still live there. And then also ends up, the users, the pedestrians, people, can then have a view of the wetlands and nature as you're up above it. So, it seems like every project we have some boardwalk feature just because, like you said, we try to keep these, through the woods and different things versus, it's not a sidewalk which is next to the road and it has no character. This is going to be through the woods, and when you go through the woods, you're going to get into wetlands. And then we got to do whatever we can to protect those wetlands. So that's why we end up building the boardwalk to protect the wetlands.
And besides the wetlands, there's other really sensitive natural areas throughout the Border to Border Trail, including the Mill Creek floodplain. How do you balance things like the public's desire for more accessible trails with our shared responsibility to protect those wetlands and wildlife habitat? Besides the elevated boardwalk, are there other things that you think about in the construction to make sure we protect that sensitive habitat?
Yeah, for example, the Dexter Connection project, we're crossing Mill Creek. So that one, we'll have a bridge across Mill Creek, which I think I'll talk about a little bit later. But also we have these things called tailspans, which are basically longer bridges. So we're not in the floodplain. We'll have up here, which is basically, a concrete thing that sticks out of the ground to support the bridge. But then the floodplain remains open. So if we do get a large rain event, we're not impacting the floodplain. And let's say the bridges that we have built across the Huron River, are long enough so we just span the river completely, somewhere like 230 feet. So we try to avoid any, you know, impact into the rivers or floodplains by building larger bridges, longer bridges that span over these natural areas.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Rebecca Warren, and today we're talking with Roy Townsend from Washtenaw County Parks and Recreation about the expansion of the Border to Border Trail and how the project is balancing community connectivity and environmental stewardship. Roy, one of the things that I find amazing to watch is it's just absolutely remarkable how construction has accelerated over the last several years. This Border to Border Trail has been an idea and a growing, you know, project. But what changed that allowed these projects to move so quickly in the last little bit than they originally were moving?
Yeah, back, I guess, probably pre-2015, the county parks, we do one like every one project, every 1 or 2 years. In 2015, 2016, there's a countywide millage that was passed for roads, and 20% of it went to trails. So that helped accelerate the private side. We also partnered with a nonprofit called HWPI here in Waterloo Pathway Initiative, and they had connections with the Ralph Wilson Fund. So we now have private money and public money. So now we're able to do, you know, like two or three projects or one large project a year versus having to wait 2 or 3 years to save up enough money. Because some of these project segments are, you know, $3, $4, $5, even $8 million for each segment. So back in the day when we didn't have a whole lot of money, but now we have money from multiple sources. So we're able to do, you know, more segments. With additional money and the local millage money and the private money. So really, at the end of the day, it was additional funds. And the community, residents of Washtenaw County have definitely supported the millage for this. I mean, 70% of the people vote in favor because I think, as you say, a lot of people use these trails. I think we have counters, pedestrian counters and cyclists in some segments, like 400,000 to 600,000 people each year use these border-to-border trails.
That's incredible. Just getting folks out there to enjoy what Washtenaw County has to offer is amazing. And one of my favorite parts of this place we are in this project was the decision to restore the historic Bell Road Bridge instead of replacing it or just getting rid of it. Can you tell us a little bit of the story about how that decision was made?
Yeah, so in 1997, you know, nearly 26, 27 years ago, the Washtenaw County Road Commission had the Bell Road Bridge on Bell Road, which is a road just north of North Territorial, north of Hudson Mills up there in Dexter Township, and it was falling into the river. And so the county, the Road Commission, hired a contractor to take it off and set it next to the road, and it was too small to no longer span the Huron River because now it's only 103 feet long. We need a lot longer bridge. So it was set aside and trying to find a location, and in 2018, the Road Commission and County Parks partnered and said, hey, we'll pay 50-50 to take this thing apart, this historic bridge, hire this company out of St. John's, Michigan, that does historic bridge restoration. They take it apart. It's like a giant erector set, a bunch of bolts. They label everything. And at that point, we really still didn't have a location, but it just made sense, like, hey, let's preserve this because we're going to find the location. Then about 3 years ago, as we're, you know, working on the border-to-border, we said, you know, a location that would be great is Mill Creek, because Mill Creek is a lot smaller than the Huron River. So we explored the opportunity, and sure enough, hey, it's going to work. So we hired Bastio to start doing the restoration on it. So now, you know, the restoration is probably like 90% complete. They still are doing, you know, putting together rivets and putting together, fixing everything and painting it. So later, probably in August, it's going to be, you know, sent down from St. John's in pieces. And then we'll assemble it and put it back together and put it across the Mill Creek, just in basically the city of Dexter. An interesting component of that is Judge Dexter was involved when the town of Dover, which is where Bell Road was, there's a little town called Dover, really doesn't exist anymore, but he helped found because there's a mill there back in the 1850s. And then in 1890 is when they put Bell Road Bridge in Dover to cross the Huron River. So it's sort of interesting, you know, something that Judge Dexter, when you develop with the community of a village of Dover and then bringing it back to Dexter. So it's nice, and we're fortunate here in Washtenaw County. This will be our third historic bridge. We got Maple Foster and Ann Arbor Township. We got Delhi and Scioto Township. And then we'll have this one, this other through trust, you know, three through trust bridges that are 130 years old, all in Washtenaw County that people can appreciate and utilize. And they're in use. You know, this one was just for pedestrians, but obviously Delhi and Maple Foster, people can drive across those and still enjoy them. So, yes, we're very fortunate.
Roy, thank you so much for joining us today and for sharing the work that's happening to connect communities while protecting the natural places that make Washtenaw County so special. Projects like the Border to Border Trail remind us that environmental stewardship isn't simply about preserving landscape. It's also about thoughtfully designing the places where people and nature meet. Whether restoring a historic bridge, protecting wetlands with elevated boardwalks, or reconnecting communities through safer transportation options, the choices we're making will shape both our environment and the quality of our life for generations to come. For more information about our conversation today, please visit our website at wemu.org. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and you hear it here every Wednesday. I'm Rebecca Warren, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU, Ypsilanti.